This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, May 29th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Kelly. Here's today's headlines. Forklift ban runs out of gas. New traceability partnership and USDA to house Army personnel for parade. CARB officially drops ZEV forklift mandate. Packers and processing facilities breathe a sigh of relief now that the Air Resources Board has pulled its regulation on zero-emission forklifts. The rule would have banned propane forklifts by 2038, starting with a 2026 sales mandate on new models. The gas industry warned it would come with a $27 billion price tag and sued CARB over it last August. After years of work, CARB approved the rule a year ago, but it did not leave enough time for U.S. EPA to approve a clean air waiver before the end of the Biden administration. As with the Advanced Clean Fleets rule, CARB cannot enforce a forklift ban without a waiver. This week, CARB confirmed it has parked the forklift rule. The agency is instead encouraging industries to voluntarily transition to ZEVs and report their progress. Western Growers joins Food Traceability Coalition. Western Growers has signed on to the Partnership for Food Traceability to voice the needs of fresh produce farmers. The new industry-driven effort gathers together companies, associations, and agencies that to boost the adoption of traceability systems under a shared vision. The partnership draws entities from across the supply chain that are all under pressure to comply with the Food Safety Modernization Act. Amazon, Costco, and McDonald's have joined it along with National Associations for Dairies, Grocers, and Restaurants, among several other organizations. USDA South will host Army personnel to support June 14 parade. The Agriculture Department South Building in Washington, D.C. will host Army personnel to support the military parade planned for June 14 to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army. A notice to USDA staff sent yesterday says the building will be closed to all but essential personnel from June 1st to June 20th and that other employees should employ, quote, maximum telework. President Donald Trump has long wanted such a parade, but plans during his first administration fell through after objections were raised over the cost and potential damage to city streets. The Army has estimated the cost at between $25 and $45 million, but also promised to fix any streets that are damaged by equipment such as tanks. A USDA spokesperson told AgriPulse that the department, quote, has provided adequate notice of alternative work arrangements for employees whose daily office will be impacted by preparations to ensure this historic event is a success. The military provides the logistical support for eating, sleeping, and showering, and USDA provides the space, the spokesperson said. The parade, for which free tickets are available, is the same date as Trump's 79th birthday. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. House Ag Appropriator pressed on budget reconciliation and DOGE cuts. Iowans raised concerns at two town halls hosted by Representative Ashley Hinson about the recently passed House Republican budget reconciliation bill and overall efforts to reduce the federal government. Several individuals who asked questions at the town halls pressed Hinson on what would happen to their Medicaid benefits under the bill, which still needs to be approved by the Senate. In response, Hinson highlighted that the changes are aimed at reducing waste, fraud, and abuse, such as dual enrollment in Medicaid, and erroneous payments in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. One individual specifically raised concerns about how personnel cuts at USDA would affect conservation programs. This is not a reduction in force. This is a destruction in force, the individual said. This will affect healthcare, agriculture, our economy. At one point, Henson responded to a question with updates on her work on the Farm Bill, passing a bill securing year-round D15 and the EATS Act. Few Republicans have continued to hold in-person town halls this year, following backlash at early meetings with constituents. House Agriculture Committee member Mike Bost of Illinois held a forum with Veterans Affairs Secretary Doug Collins yesterday, but it was not open to the public, and it did require an RSVP. Congressional budget expert. Reconciliation process will go through July or later. There may be a few more months to go on the reconciliation process, with the Senate yet to work out a bill likely to diverge somewhat from the House version passed last week. That's according to Bill Hoagland, a senior vice president with the Bipartisan Policy Center. Hoagland, a former longtime budget specialist for the Senate Republicans, said both chambers are likely to pass different bills that will need to be conferenced. With much left to be done, he believes the reconciliation process will take at least a few more months. He said of the Senate bill, even under the best circumstances, from my perspective, it will kind of take them all the month of June even to get it resolved one way or the other, which means we're probably well into July, and if not into the fall, getting a resolution, if we get one at all. Now take note. Hoagland said, quote, there could be very well some rethinking in the Senate of the House proposal to require states to share the cost of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Medicaid could be another program that sees a different approach in the Senate, he said. Here's today's final word. The Central Valley produces more food for this country than any other region, but bureaucrats have tried for years to divert our water from the producers who need it most. That's Representative Adam Gray of Merced applauding the Bureau of Reclamation's latest $255 million allocation to raise BF Sisk Dam. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, May 29th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.